Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know about you guys, but I was laid off twice in my life. Got hired back by both jobs. But when the recession was going up and down, there were issues. I worked at a restaurant and I worked at an ER. And they were like, look, you know, we're short on money. We're going to have to lay you off temporarily. As soon as money comes in, we'll hire you back. And they did. Both of them called me back. I went back to one. I couldn't go back to the other because I had already moved on and I was, you know, busy working, etc. And didn't get much notice. It sucks. When layoffs happen, you don't get a lot of notice. Me and everybody that got laid off, which was everybody, that was a little rough. And so, you know, when I heard how Twitter did it, Twitter said they were going to pay everybody for, I think, 3 months. Now, but apparently they got a lot of criticism for that because there wasn't enough notice. Even though they were going to get 3 months severance. When I got laid off, it like, no, there's no money. So you're not going to get paid. And then when we do have money, we're going to hire you again or have you come back so you aren't fired. I'll hire you back so you can work. Well, you know, thank you, but no severance. I think Twitter, there was severance. But as a result, because people have been really critical of Elon Musk and Twitter, they've come up with the Twitter layoff bill that has passed the California legislature, causing allowing employees to get much earlier notice than before being axed. The bill received overwhelming support, 29 votes in favor from the Senate. The final vote was 62 in support of the Assembly. And the bill is called AB 1356, introduced by Democratic Assemblymaker from San Francisco, Matt Haney. They say this comes in response to the turbulent employment landscape within the tech sector, where 200,000 jobs had to be eliminated since the beginning of 2022. A significant reduction of the workforce happened, and Twitter was a part of it, laid off 4,400 of its 5,500 contract workers without any prior notice or severance. I heard, though, that still a lot of them did get severance. But layoffs, that's kind of how, unfortunately, it's been. And so there's now this bill, which you might like or you might not like, where there has to be mandatory notice, where employers who plan to lay off more than 50 workers at a time, through no fault of the workers themselves, need to give these employees 75 days notice before the layoffs take effect. So that's, what, about 2.5 months? The notice period aims to provide workers with adequate time to prepare for the transition and seek alternative employment or support. That sounds nice. I mean, that does sound nice. It really sucks to be laid off with no notice. I mean, that's what unemployment benefits are for, but, you know, California's having issues with unemployment, so maybe this could eliminate that. But then again, how does that work? If you're a business and you find out, I mean, look at what happened with COVID and the lockdowns. That was over flipping night. Sometimes you don't have 75 days notice to know that you're going to be in financial peril. So what do these companies do? How do they last 75 days paying a workforce? My guess is they're going to probably start limiting the workforce now while things are good. So it's not that big of a cost to them if they have to keep somebody on the payroll for 75 days if they need to cut them. closing loopholes. The bill says the bill closes a critical loophole that allowed companies to hire a significant number of workers as contractors without extending them to the same layoff protections. The measure ensures that all workers, regardless of employment status, are entitled to fair treatment and job security during layoffs, meaning contractors then are also a part of this. And then they say protection of rights. AB 1356 prohibits employers from pressuring employees to waive their rights in exchange for mass layoff protections. This provision seeks to prevent any coercion that may hinder workers from asserting their legal rights when faced with job insecurity. So on the outset, this looks like, okay, this is going to be nice. Now somebody's not going to be laid off with no notice. But 75 days of keeping a bunch of people on a payroll when you lost funding and lost contracts, I think some of these companies, and I don't understand every single sector and how everything works, but let's say you're a hospital system and you get dropped from a major insurer. That could happen within 30 days. There's things that happen in the marketing world, in the health industry, in the engineering world, in the tech world, where contracts can end abruptly. And so can this bill then be extended that if you're going to drop another company or change your income flow to them, you're going to also give them the 75 days. So if you work in any industry where at a moment's notice you could find out that the money's not going to be coming in, what do you do? See, labor costs are the most expensive part of running a business. And we're making it even more expensive, asking employers to pay employees more, pay for sick leave, pay for maternity leave, paternity leave, pay for 401k, pay for college, pay for all sorts of stuff. And mind you, that's really, really cool that an employer could do that. But now every employee, you know, we talked about this. When you look at a wage an employee is making, you almost have to add 50% to 75% of that, and that's what the employer is paying. They also have to pay payroll taxes and everything else. Apart, so, and benefits, health insurance, dental. So we have made the cost of an employee so aversive to companies that companies are right now trying to figure out how little to hire and how to automate, or how to reap in the money to pay for those that staff. And that's why prices are continuing to go up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Governor Ron DeSantis' hand, Surgeon General, warned healthy adults on Wednesday who were under the age of 65 to not take the new COVID-19 booster. Now, this does contradict the CDC and FDA stance on that, but Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo was speaking at a roundtable that Governor DeSantis hosted and said after 3 years of COVID, most healthy people don't need to worry about being infected from a virus or being, he didn't say that verbatim. That's the Politico rephrasing. And he thinks that some of these shots could pose risks to healthy young men. Why? Because the myocarditis, pericarditis. He's not wrong in that. They're saying he's a vaccine skeptic. But even the CDC and the VAERS reported that there is an increase in myocarditis risk. They say it's not much of a risk, but it is. In fact, even in Canada, they made some changes as to who gets what vaccine based on the myocarditis risks. So he said, with the amount of immunity that's in the community, with virtually every walking human being having some degree of immunity, and with the questions we have about safety and about effectiveness, especially about safety, my judgment, he says, is that it's not a good decision for young people and for people who are not at high risk at this point in the pandemic. So Politico says that the guidance from the Surgeon General in Florida has been contradicted and rejected by the medical community. Daniel Salmon, director of the Institute for Vaccine Safety at Johns Hopkins, said it appeared that the Surgeon General and others at the roundtable were selectively highlighting data to show problems with the new boosters. He says, in general, they're cherry-picking data and facts and science. He says, and I think that they're there because they don't want to recommend this vaccine for Florida. Now, Dr. Salemi is an epidemiology professor at the University of South Florida College of Public Health. He says there are plenty of credible studies showing that healthy people under the age of 65 are still at risk of death from COVID-19. He says equipping ourselves with and implementing mitigation measures can result in considerably less severe illness, less long COVID, less mortality, all with little impact on our day-to-day lives, so there is a clear need. Now, the CDC and FDA have given the green light for COVID vaccine boosters from Pfizer and Moderna, recommended for people over the age of 6 months and up. So, you know, I keep getting asked how many people have died from the COVID vaccine. And the CDC has the VAERS selected adverse events reported after COVID-19 vaccine. Up until a few weeks ago, they gave the number of deaths that have been reported after COVID-19 vaccination. Now it's missing. It's not there. They don't have the number there. Why did they take those down? Because they would tell us how many people reported. Now, they said you could click on scientific publications about the deaths and the number of deaths. But the numbers that I was reading to you off the CDC website are gone. So they're not telling us how many reports are being investigated. They're just saying, well, these are studies that say that, you know, it's very, very rare and, you know, COVID is more dangerous. So I'm getting a little nervous because if we're talking about cherry picking, now we have the CDC cherry picking what's on their website. Okay, I kind of like the fact that I could go to that website and it even said these are the number of deaths that have been reported after the COVID vaccine. I think it was like 18,000 or something like that. Number didn't go up much. Is it because are they investigating? Are these reports? If people die, are they reporting? You know, what's really the true number? But it was still nice to have at least something to be able to, you know, guide us on, okay, well, the number is still 0.0013% or something like that. But no, the number's gone. And so, I mean, is that cherry picking? So who's right? Well, I think they're both right. I think we do have enough immunity, and there is an argument for healthy individuals to try to gain an immunity to the sucker, that if they are at lower risk and their doctor, again, they have to talk to a medical professional because some people are at risk and they don't know they have diabetes or heart disease. They just think they're at low risk because they've never gone to a doctor. So if your medical provider examines you and thinks you're at lower risk, you know, there may be some argument to, you know, keep building your natural immunity to this sucker and save the vaccines for the individuals who really, really need it. I mean, look at how horrible this was. There were countries who were begging for vaccines. Meanwhile, we're mandating and forcing people to take a vaccine they didn't want. Give the vaccine. You know how many people said, can I please donate my vaccine to Africa? Please take my vaccine. That could have been huge. How many people want a vaccine? How many people don't? If you don't want it, we're going to ship these overseas. No, instead they got thrown out. It was disgusting. However, the other doctor, the epidemiologist, saying, look, the vaccines are providing protection. it could be minimizing long COVID. Healthy people could still end up in the hospital and die of COVID. We have seen that. Some of the individuals who got COVID were who we believed were healthy. And I've made the argument, how do we know you're healthy? You know, I've never been diagnosed with diabetes. Now, my blood sugar has been checked. But how many people say that, but they've never had their blood sugar checked? So what that means is if we have two experts, highly decorated, highly respected medical experts, differing on who needs to get the vaccine and not, then the tie is broken by an individual assessment between the person and their medical provider, making the best decision possible based on their previous COVID experience, based on what's going on in the community, based on their risk factors, and then a judgment is made. But here we are making these recommendations globally, and everybody's different. And I get how frustrated you guys are seeing two doctors differ. This is why trust in the medical community is waning. Like, you know, I don't understand how the Supreme Court, you can have two justices on completely opposite sides of interpreting a law. I mean, isn't it pretty obvious? Nope. A Democrat judge is going to be complete opposite of a Republican judge. And we're starting to see that with doctors. This shouldn't be a Republican or Democrat issue. In fact, I have friends who are liberal who are very anti the vaccine. Now, why? Well, because one family member got very, very sick, got a Guillain-Barré reaction to a flu shot, so was very nervous about things being injected. After seeing what happened, he went to the ICU, almost died. And then the spouse got a very bad autoimmune reaction to it. Well, again, it's individual. It should be individual. This shouldn't be a Republican-Democrat thing. There's a lot of liberals that don't like the vaccine. There's a lot of conservatives that don't like it. There's a lot of liberals that love the vaccine. There's a lot of conservatives that love the vaccine. You know, for me, I'm still making that decision. I got the booster because I promised you guys I would, the new booster, and I would tell you what it was like, how it went. You know, I did not get COVID last year that I know of, but the shot, I had a month worth of chest pain, arm pain, breast swelling. So I don't know if I'm going to react even more to the next shot. So currently, for me, this doesn't mean it has to extend to you guys. For me, I might pass because of what happened to me. It isn't advice I'm telling you guys to do. You might be at higher risk. You guys might be like, you know what? I'll take it because I really don't want to get COVID again. COVID sucked for me. Yeah, then get it if that's what you want. But anybody saying these shots are completely free of side effects, that these shots are going to make you completely immune, what the message was early on, if you get the vaccine, you won't spread the virus. Yes, you still can, because you could still get the virus even vaccinated. All right, we need to stop the misinformation, which was called proper information, and those of us who said it right were accused of misinformation, and give people an honest account of what it is. So, you know, if somebody says, look, if you're healthy, you probably don't need it. Your natural immunity needs to be built. They're not wrong. If somebody says, look, the shot can still help prevent even, quote-unquote healthy people from getting sick, they're not wrong either. So it needs to be an individual decision between you and your medical provider. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Members of the United Auto Workers Union now picketing the big three automakers. Jim Farley, the president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, says a 40% pay increase that they're looking for would bankrupt the auto companies. Hurricane Lee expected to lash parts of coastal New England and Atlantic Canada today, with heavy rain, strong winds that could lead to flooding in some areas, even knock out power. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith opposing a request from Donald Trump to remove the judge overseeing his federal election case. Russia expelling two American diplomats, accusing them of working with a Russian citizen charged with collaborating with a foreign state. Captured killer Danilo Cavalcanti now in a maximum security Pennsylvania state prison. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So get ready for a Big Mac in California to jump in price. California lawmakers have passed a fast food bill making a $20 per hour wage floor for California workers at fast food chains who have at least 60 locations nationwide. Well, after California lawmakers pass this bill, an independent advocacy group is a little nervous, especially one of McDonald's, thinking it's going to be a devastating financial blow to their franchisees in the state. The bill is AB 1228, passed by the Senate late Thursday, heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk for signature. He has pledged he's going to sign it into law. And so you don't personally have to own 60 locations. But if you are a franchisee of a company, Supercuts, McDonald's, Burger King, and you put all your savings into one store, you're going to have to pay your workers at least $20 an hour. But what makes that trickier is you can't necessarily raise your prices that much. You can't be selling $20 Big Macs. If there's a dollar menu, that's really not a dollar menu if you've noticed, there's a dollar menu advertised nationwide, you still have to do that dollar menu. So California lawmakers passed this bill. It's a fast food bill. So this wouldn't necessarily be supercuts, but this is fast food. And people are, according to CNBC, there's a memo that it's that it blasted to its membership and said this is going to be a big blow. So fast food chains that have at least 60 locations nationwide are the main ones we know about. What, Burger King, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. Labor groups pushed for even higher wages in the previous legislation, but the $20 an hour floor prevailed. Now, the state already has a minimum wage of $15.50 an hour. The pay floor is even higher in some municipalities. So, but it'll still bring a nice raise for many workers. But again, things have changed. See, fast food used to be where high school students would work, learn a little bit about the labor market, realize you're not going to necessarily be able to, you know, support your family on a fast food wage, so get yourself back in school or a trade and learn how to do something. I was making $4 an hour at Jack in the Box. I think it might have been at $4.15 an hour. So, you know, I barely was able to live on that. Luckily, I had roommates and I didn't have a car at the time, so I walked everywhere. But I stayed in school because I couldn't, you know, that's what fast food paid. After the Obama years, you had individuals who were family people trying to find whatever jobs they could, God bless them. And fast food was like, look, I'm tired of these college students or these high school students or whatever quitting, flirting with the customers. We need solid people year-round. But solid people year-round can't live on the $7.27 or $9 an hour. And so there's been this push to pay them more. But the reason why fast food has been so cheap is the labor used to be cheap. The National Owners Association, an independent advocacy group of more than 1,000 McDonald's owners, projects in the memo the bill will cost each restaurant in the state $250,000 a year. The group says the costs cannot be absorbed by the business model, and that can now affect places other than California. I told you we were driving back, and we decided to grab a breakfast sandwich. Now, we had the kids in the car. This was like probably a few months ago. Driving back from California, so I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll get a breakfast meal. So breakfast meals used to be, what, $5-6? $10 for a breakfast meal. At some point, I'm like, forget it. Let's just go and sit down and have pancakes and eggs and get a real meal. Why are we spending this kind of money for a breakfast meal? But the prices are going up because they have to pay their staff more. So the organization claimed in the letter that a small coalition of franchisers, including McDonald's, the National Restaurant Association, and International Franchise Association, independently without franchisee involvement, negotiated a deal with the Service Employees International Union, causing the legislative outcome to now become certain. McDonald's sent its own letter to the restaurant system on Monday, reviewed by CNBC. Responding to the bill, the company said it and other franchisee groups worked tirelessly over the past year to fight these policies and protect owner-operators' ability to make decisions for their businesses locally and protect their restaurants and their crew. So, you know, I get that, you know, we don't want people trying to support their family on $7 an hour. I know California raised their minimum wage, which they're allowed to do. But now legislating that certain companies have to pay at least $20 an hour, it's going to now change to we need fewer employees. If you want a robot making your hamburger, it looks like it's going to be a reality a lot sooner than you think. Because think about it. If a machine like that costs $500,000 and that company is going to be already paying about $250,000 a year more, in 2 years, it breaks even. And then some. So I don't know what the answer is. I want to curb inflation. And when fast food is now charging close to $9 to $10 a burger, fast food was supposed to be where you could go to get a cheap meal, which, by the way, we need to stop doing. Okay, you know, people have been using it as their staple. But it was a once-in-a-blue-moon thing. We're in a hurry. Now we're going to be on the go. We're on the road. You know, still try to eat something healthy, but it'll be a once-in-a-blue-moon thing. But unfortunately, people don't do that. Because of inflation, fast food offers a cheaper alternative to fresh groceries. It offers a cheaper alternative to restaurants. Well, it won't anymore. And it just keeps going up. I mean, I want to see inflation go down. Inflation's not going to go down if you have $20 an hour fast food workers. And I'm not saying this isn't the workers' fault. Things are getting so damn expensive, they need to have a decent income. And again, if there are individuals that are coming into this country, you know, that need a job and need to support their family, God bless them. And thank you for wanting to work at a place all year round, seasonally, be there for the employer. Yeah, a lot of these people in fast food are fantastic workers, and they are there to be very loyal because they don't want to lose their job. But then maybe make them managers and have that. But you know, the entry level pay that high school students. Well, that's another thing too. One of the big problems we have right now is we don't have a lot of high school students and students working summer jobs or part time jobs. That used to get them motivated to work. Now they're not doing it. You know, I worked in fast food. My kids didn't. My sister worked in fast food. My brother worked in fast food. I worked in fast food. My parents wouldn't let me work when I lived with them, so I moved out of the house and I had to support myself, and that's when I worked in fast food. I waited tables. My kids were the first in my generation that haven't worked. And I don't mind because school is a little bit more demanding these days and, you know, they're doing other stuff, so I'll support it, but when you have a generation of kids who are not learning, you know, how to make $4 an hour stretch or $6 an hour stretch or $9 an hour stretch, they don't appreciate money. They don't appreciate the hard work that goes into the money. So we'll see what happens with this, but I do not want to see fast food get any more expensive. I mean, maybe it's the natural evolution of things and people will eat less fast food. Then maybe there'll be less fast food places. So people are going to have to then go to a store, make their own food. They're going to have to then make healthy sandwiches and not necessarily go and use preserved food and all that. But I like the idea that these places offered work for individuals, you know? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A funny meme that's going around, you know, with all the tipping issues, is if you leave a negative tip, like rather than leaving a $5 tip or $10 tip or $20 tip, if you leave a negative tip, negative $20 tip, do you get the meal for free? So there's a receipt, right, of the amount, $21.91. But if you add the tip, and the tip is a negative $21.91, is your total automatically zero? That is interesting. I mean, it's in the math. But maybe restaurants might want to rethink about constantly, well, not restaurants. I think we should be tipping our food servers, our waiter tables. But a lot of these places, like retail, where you walk up, and all of a sudden they want a tip. They only give you the options of adding a positive tip, but if you add a negative tip, you might actually be able to write off your whole amount. Yeah, if the service is really that bad. That's fascinating. So it is Rosh Hashanah tonight. start of the Jewish New Year. And thank you guys for the well wishes. It is our New Year. We go by the lunar calendar. I mean, honestly, I party it up on New Year's with everybody else, December 31st. But we Jews have the Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Head Hashanah, the Ha is the Shana New Year. And it is one of our holiest days. It's head of the year. It begins on the first day of Tishrei, the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. Usually comes between September and October, but it's a different day each year. And it commemorates the creation of the world, marks the beginning of the days of awe, which is a 10-day period of introspection and repentance, according to history.com, that culminates on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. And so, you know, people ask me, Dalia, I don't see your pictures of you, you know, just kind of, you know, tearing it up on the dance floor on Rosh Hashanah. It's different, I guess, and I think maybe some people are partying it up, but you're in temple and you're praying a lot. And so, yeah, it's festive, but then you have to fast and you have to atone. And you kind of do a lot in the next 10 days, so it's kind of exhausting. And so it's not really, even though we are supposed to be, you know, enjoying ourselves and festive, it's, a lot of people don't. We're in temple for a long period of time, you take off work, I'll be back on Monday because it falls on the weekend. But then when you fast for 24 hours of no food and water, and you're supposed to, within that time, you know, between that time and your fast, you know, make up with all your enemies and try to introspect, be a better person, and, you know, reflect on your sins and atone. It's a very, very serious, solemn holiday. I think it's important. I love that we have this, just like in Catholicism, you have confession. I think it is very important to reflect on what you've done and if you could have been better. I think it's also very cleansing, but it basically starts tonight and Sunday evening, and it is the holiday might not have necessarily been discussed in in the Torah as Rosh Hashanah, but it is as a sacred occasion in, you know, the seventh month of Jewish calendar. And it is kind of when we use this time as, you know, the Gregorian times and Roman calendars, the start of the new year was the spring, with harvest and all that. You know, our new year starts in the fall. And so, that's just the way the Hebrew calendar fell. And they believe that's when God created the world. So Rosh Hashanah is looked at the birthday of the world, rather than Happy New Year, let's get drunk, make out with people in freezing cold, and watch fireworks. Which, by the way, I really love New Year's Eve. I do. But we just don't celebrate Rosh Hashanah that way. Some might, but we don't. So the Mishnah described three other New Years of the Jewish calendar in addition. But according to tradition, God judges all of us during the 10 days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then we ask to be inscribed in the Book of Life. And so you are hoping that you get to live on another year. You promise to do better. If you've been fighting with somebody for something so stupid, like, you know, you like Trump or you like Biden or whatever, you know, people are fighting over, will you make up? Because nothing is more important than family and bonds and community. And then you try and do good deeds. Make amends and repent. And so it's a good holiday. We have a shofar. It's a trumpet made from a ram's horn. It is part of our Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It is a cry that serves as a call to repentance, reminder to us that God is our King, and there's only one God. And then tradition requires that our shofar is played in different blasts. You know, we have the staccato, we have the long blast, things like that. And then somebody does the long one, and then, you know, they basically almost lose breath, you know, and we're like, oh, wow, that was wonderful that you did that. And so, you know, there's, you know, some of us sit in temple, you know, being as pious as possible. Some of us reflect on some of the workings and methodologies. And then some people look at what everybody else is wearing, which I really, really can't stand. But what I like about anything like this, and I, you know how I feel, because we have a family that has people of multiple religions, and I just love the idea of customs. I love the idea of there being rituals that have gone on for centuries. But I also love the idea of it embracing the fact that it's not just us, and whatever we are doing on this earth isn't because we're superheroes or whatever. I believe in God. You don't have to believe in God if you don't want to, but I do. And it reminds all of us that if you did have a good year, or you did defy cancer, it wasn't because you were a superhero or whatever. It's because, you know, there might have been other factors in play, and to respect that, and to also understand that you are a part of a community. Now, I'm not saying the country at all. Please don't become communist or socialist or anything like that. But a lot of us lately in life, we go to work, we go home. We go to work, we go home. And we don't interact with other people. We don't get involved with other people. And I really believe that how we approach life, you know, and how we approach, day-to-day or our month-to-month or week-to-week goals, you know, has to include, are you helping those in need? Are you helping those, you know, that need your help? I mean, I'm only a physician because of my patients. For me to think, well, I'm a doctor because I did really, really good in undergrad, I did really good in medical school, and I worked my ass off, I could look at it that way. But I'm only a doctor because there were patients that allowed me to train on them. You're only a good teacher because you've had students. You know, you're surviving boat trips because people died on the Titanic. And now there's extra boats and safety measures. So, you know, I also like the idea of not just focusing on work, that there's other things to focus on. And I think that self, that reflection, and that, you know, looking at what I'm doing and, you know, could I do it better, is something we do in sports. We do in medicine. Why not in terms of as a person? Whether Jesus died for our sins, whether we own all our sins, whether we don't have a person who is helping us through our sins and we're atheists, you still need to be a better person. We're on this earth altogether. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.